the understanding of the incarnation, and there's a Hindu parallel to it. It is called avatara. So there are many differences between the two. The avatara emphasizes the divine aspect and brings in the idea of perfection, for example. Whereas in the case of Christianity, Jesus Christ, by becoming a human being, also becomes imperfect. He is like us in all things except sin. Now, in recent Christology, there is an overemphasis on the human aspect, and some of them are even forgetting the divine aspect. The point I want to make is that by encountering this avatara understanding, it is a kind of corrective to this overemphasis on the human. And on the other hand, Christianity can help Hindus to get a sense of history, which they lack in the avatara doctrine. For example, Christianity brings in the idea of suffering, the suffering God. And so the value of suffering is not attended to in Hinduism. So that can be something that the Hindus can imbibe.
One of the main differences between Hinduism and Christianity is that they are a polytheistic religion while we are a monotheistic.
There is no single Hindu that believes in polytheism. Polytheism means that there are many supreme beings. Now, that's not the case. Every Hindu believes in one supreme being, and there is no other being superior to that being. All other beings are inferior. They are something like angels in Christianity.